Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time now for Friday Morning Football with Zoe. And ladies and gentlemen, Scott Zolak. Hey. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Doing great. I never took you, Lauren, as a as an Aerosmith guy. You seem like a Yacht Rock type of guy.
Only when he's on his yacht.
That is a lot of noise. I mean, Bell calls me. I'm on hold for 3 minutes. And to hear it, like, through the phone, my speakers are popping. Oh, my God.
So you're not an Aerosmith guy.
I dig Aerosmith. Hey, I don't know if you heard, they're from here. It's like Boston, it's like Dropkick Murphy. I mean, my God, if we don't play it.
Okay.
I have it on good authority that Zoe likes Barbara Streisand.
The way we were.
Hey, let's start things off by plugging your book, okay? What's the name of the book? Okay, start on. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this book is available right now, and it's a great stocking stuffer, and the holidays are right around the corner. So, okay, Scott, tell everybody about it.
It really is. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. I did a signing the other night at BU.
Nice.
A couple people came out. I think three. So there were three people in line, but I'm kidding.
We got three of them sold.
Jeff Howell, who did a fantastic job. I told the stories. He wrote it. It's just tales from the 90s and the 2000s and the transfer into the media and all the craft stuff. It's great. It's a great book.
Cool.
Great read if you're a Patriots fan.
Okay.
Nice.
Have you ever seen the Patriots play a worse game than we played last weekend?
Kansas City, week 5.
Yep.
2014.
Yep.
Got to go all the way back. Hey, you know what? Detroit in week 3. That was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad.
No Christmas card.
Okay.
Boy, it just seems like it's guys who used to, you know, work here that really have our number. Is Mike Vrabel off of Tom Brady's Christmas card list? I know you sat down with Brady this week.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because now it reminds us we got to get our damn Christmas card stuff. It sucks because we missed the window where everybody was tan, and we should have, not that you're vain or anything, but when you have nice color, like in August and September, you should do your cards then.
That's exactly
right. Take your family picture
and
get it out. Now I'm all pasty and white, man.
All washed out.
Yeah. Go get a spray tan.
Yeah.
That's what you need. That's what you need, a spray tan. Yeah, you'd look good in a spray tan.
Hey, so.
I had one the other day.
Of course you did.
Something looked a little strange about you.
Hey, so Bob Ryan said that Father Time is creeping up on Tom Brady. One touchdown pass in the last three games. What's the story?
Yeah. Father Time's creeping up on him and Peter Gammons. I mean, they're the ones with white hair that are writing articles. My God. I came here. Bob Ryan had white hair when I came here in 1991. So Bob Ryan needs to worry about himself.
But what about Tom Brady?
Tom Brady?
You sat down with him the week. Hey, where's his head? You sat down with him this week.
I sat down with him 20 minutes the other day for All Access. You can see it tonight on Channel 4 at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And we do it every year at the bye, and he's pretty candid with me. I can't stop staring at his teeth. His teeth are so perfect. You know, it's like something about Mary when what's-his-name goes and, you know.
Yeah.
The big choppers. He's in a good place. He really is. I think he's better this year midseason than he was last year with all the crap that was flying around with the team last year.
Wow, so, really?
And he told me, he said, hey, I haven't missed a practice yet. And that's something he couldn't say last year.
Pretty good.
They're going to get guys back for the stretch run. They're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're feeling good. Okay, no problem with the Jets, right?
God, no.
No, okay. So then I guess it's time for the special feature that we always have here on the I think you're going to like this whole bunch. It's time for Getting to Know Zoe this morning. So where are we going to start this morning on Getting to Know Zoe?
Well, I think because Thanksgiving is next week, we should have a Thanksgiving-inspired questionnaire. Okay.
All right.
So all to do with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. What is the Thanksgiving side you cannot live without? Like a side dish.
Stuffing.
Got to have a stuffing. Okay.
Okay. Do you like it from a bag or do you like it like homemade?
No. I actually make it. It's my grandmother's old recipe. You got to chop the celery and onions up.
Okay.
Tons of chicken broth on there.
Yep,
you know, get it all squishy between the fingers.
Okay. Now, do you put it in the bird or you have it outside the bird?
I do both.
You do both.
Oh,
okay,
good idea. Because then you
and
have enough.
No cranberries, no nuts, none of that fruit crap in that.
Gotcha.
Basic stuffing.
Okay, real butter? Fruit crap in there. No fruit crap.
All right. Worst?
Yes, real butter.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of butter.
What do you consider the worst Thanksgiving side dish?
curled onions.
Oh.
Okay, I'm on board for that.
Good job.
I'm on board. Every year we got this person, my wife has a persnickety hand.
You know? Yeah, I know.
Can't wait for my last question.
She's from Dover. She shows up with this china, and it's got pearled onions in it with a ladle. I'm like, take it outside and let the dog eat it.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's like eating eyeballs.
Yeah, that's
really
gross.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, it's all that right. Same test.
Eyeballs are better.
So gross.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Good to know that you've
more
eaten
protein.
Eyeballs.
More protein and eyeballs.
White meat or dark meat?
Oh, God, dark meat. Okay. Every day, all day. Okay. I like it dark.
Thanksgiving cocktail of choice?
Tito's Dirty Martini with blue cheese stuffed olives.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
You know what?
What?
You could throw a couple cucumbers in there, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll
like
do
a
that.
Salad.
And finally, what
I get hammered, by the way, on Thanksgiving.
I know. Don't you?
True story? Yeah. True story last year. You know, it was kind of, remember we had like a 70 degree day?
Yeah, I do.
Out?
Yeah.
So my brother in law had his screen doors open. I went right through the screen, man.
Better than hitting the glass.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? That'll leave a mark. Okay, and finally, what relative do you hate the most?
Is it the persnickety hat with the.
With the pearled onions?
We got two crazy. I don't know, my cousins, but my wife has cousins that like to throw them back, and they're very touchy feely. Very aggressive. They're very aggressive with me.
Okay.
I don't hate them. I love them. Okay. I'll slap them back.
I can tell.
Slap me. I'll slap you.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I can't wait for my. What's just the other?
And that's where the whipped cream comes in.
She's now speechless.
I'm now speechless.
Okay. And that concludes Getting to Know Zoe this morning, right here on the
Wow.
Morning
I want to go to your house on Thanksgiving.
They all do. They all do.
You got to get Zoe's book, If These Walls Could Talk. It's available right now. Yeah, he already has done a book signing over at Barnes & Noble's. Hey, listen, have yourself a great day today and a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here.
All right, guys, play some more Little River Band. I'll see you.
Yeah.
Wait till we get on the yacht, okay? In the meantime, coming up next.